Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Start, Bench, Cut, 913-586-7965.
Great. Well, you guys were annoying me today with some of that.
Cue the text line. We'll start with the text line, I guess. Potato burger bun, brioche burger bun, pretzel burger bun. We all have the same one here, right? We're all starting
pretzel burger bun.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
I thought
potato number two, and I'll probably do brioche at the end.
Yeah,
they suck. They fall apart way too easily.
It's not brioche.
No, it's not. But it falls apart very
potato's
easily.
Potato's almost too dense.
See, I like a dense bun. If I'm gonna have a hamburger and put all those toppings on it, I gotta have a bun that holds up.
See, the older I've gotten, the less I've gotten with toppings. Now I'm just like pickle. I literally, on my burger, all I want is pickle mustard barbecue sauce.
That's it.
That's
simple.
It.
Okay.
Less is more.
Because I don't eat burgers a lot, so when I do, it's always like, all right, load it up. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. Let's go. So I need a bun that stands the test of time. Start pretzel, bench potato, cut the brioche. Brioche is good, but it's too soft.
We start with wide receivers that could take a play cut, not a pay cut. Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown, Tyquan Thornton.
I'm going to start Tyquan Thornton on this one because I think we've got a couple of other guys that you can use for Tyquan Thornton. So he would be cut, I guess. I would bench. Who was the second guy you said?
Juju or Hollywood Brown?
I would bench Hollywood Brown, and then I would probably still start Juju because he is the door hinge. I mean, Mitch has talked a lot about what he does, and then we saw the play down in Jacksonville, you know, where he was that door hinge, and we got the touchdown even though they wanted to kind of take it away. Juju, the veteran guy, I feel like I need to start Juju Smith-Schuster in that group.
He's also down to, you know, fight people, man.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
He has quarterbacks back.
Schuster.
I did hear Dayton Hughes earlier. If you missed it, you can go check out the podcast page on the Odyssey app. I did hear him say that Rashee Rice will take over those Juju Smith-Schuster type routes. So I don't know where I go there. Mac?
Yeah, I'll start Hollywood Brown just as far as the football field is concerned. But when this dynasty is all said and done, Juju Smith-Schuster may be the best and most important glue guy this dynasty had. He's a guy who doesn't matter. He doesn't care if he's going to play zero snaps or 50. He doesn't care if he's going to get five catches or a touchdown. He's super excited when someone else succeeds or when they win and he wasn't the center of attention. Like, you need those sorts of guys, those role players. Juju is an elite role player. I will bench him, start Hollywood, and Tyquan Thornton. Love it. Great story. Brett Veach should maybe be working on a contract extension for him. But
or a trade at this point in time. Yeah. Like, that's like the Royals pitching. Like, you got Noah Cameron, deal his ass. You got Tyquan Thornton right now. A lot of teams need a wide receiver. Maybe you can get something good back in return from a draft pick standpoint.
The Bills again.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's
seriously.
But do you want to give Tyquan Thornton to the Bills?
I
wouldn't do that at this point in time.
Week 10.
But I would, like, New England needs a wide receiver. Oh, wait, they already had Tyquan Thornton.
And New England's got Booty.
Booty, Kayshon Booty.
There was a matchup this weekend with New Orleans and New England playing, and the matchup was literally Booty Kool-Aid.
Oh, I like that.
Booty on Kool-Aid.
Whatever happened to that John something Booty, who was
Player,
a quarterback?
He joins us Monday.
General Booty.
Yeah, General
was it
Booty.
No, there was a John David Booty.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
There was General Booty, too.
Yeah, there was General Booty.
General Booty,
he
was
a quarterback at Oklahoma.
Yeah, but there was a John David Booty, probably at a Southern school, I would imagine. We have three names.
John David Booty.
Like, Cooter, Jim Bob Cooter. I mean,
Diesel Dart.
Cooter.
Okay, start, bench, cut. In your order of running backs you like the most, Kareem Hunt, Rashard Smith, Isaiah Pacheco.
I'm going to start Smith. I'll bench Pacheco now, and then I'll cut Kareem Hunt. Now, that may change this week. Who knows?
Yes, that's every
the beauty.
Week.
But that's the beauty of it. That's why the running back spot that they have right now is going to be successful, because you're not relying on just one guy to carry the entire workload. And what if that guy, what if Bijan Robinson does get hurt? I mean, what now, where does Atlanta go? At least with these guys, you've got three guys that can carry the load for you, you know?
Atlanta does have Tyler Allgeier, but I get you. A lot of other teams, you know, if Jonathan Taylor goes down, who do they have? The Colts, right? You know, having three guys.
And he is down.
There is something to be said to having three guys. I will rank it the same way. I will say, to what Dane and Hughes said earlier, and I think we'll play it maybe next segment, the versatility of the wide receivers he spoke to. You don't know what anyone's going to do. They can play every role. I think that's similar. At least we're seeing that start to grow similarly with the running backs.
Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of like the last, I don't know, 8 to 10 quarters. I like what they've done with the running game. They've mixed it up. They've ran the ball hard. Yep. They look like they're getting, you know, positive yards on every carry. I like where they are right now. Could they be best? Sure. But I like where they are right now at that running back spot.
We've seen that the Chiefs have, at least per sources, that the Chiefs have been active in calling about running backs. I mean, everybody calls everybody these days. Start, bench, cut in a running back name that you would like. Breece Hall, Alvin Kamara, and Achane.
Yeah, I'll go right in that order, but I'm not counting on any of them. It's going to be very hard for them to give up draft collateral for a rental of a running back. And I think they save that for a defensive tackle. But in that order, I like that. I like Breece Hall a lot. I think he needs to get the hell out of New York. Kamara, he likes New Orleans, I guess. But, I mean, he could do better. So I like those two guys.
Yeah, any of those three would be electric on this offense. I'll start Kamara, bench Breece just because you have to pay him, and then I'll cut Achane. But Achane would be awesome.
Yeah, but also getting back Rashee Rice has changed the way that they're viewing things as well, too. They're not going to go out and spend collateral on the offensive side when they've got Rice coming back, and they're very committed. Every time I talk to somebody, it's like, and then we get Rice back, or we get Rice back. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're relying on this guy to be the kind of piece that puts them over the top, and they feel like if he's back and he's the guy that they think he's going to be, they don't need help on offense, and they're not wrong about that.
We move on to next head coach and start bench cut that you would think gets the axe. Aaron Glenn, Stefanski, McDaniel.
Who I think or who should?
Should.
All of them. But, God, this is a tough one because
they're all getting axed.
Yeah, yep. At some point here pretty
start
quick.
Start bench cut and where you think it'll happen first.
I don't know if the Jets will do that to Aaron Glenn.
Why not?
But they should.
They should.
Former player that was a big hire for them. You know, how many times can you constantly change head coaches? So are we doing start, bench, cut in order who's going to be fired?
Fired
time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in that order.
Glenn, Stefanski, McDaniel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just think the McDaniel stuff yesterday, hearing that the owner really likes him and wants it to work, tells me they're going to try everything they possibly can to make things work with Mike McDaniel down there.
Well, and they paid their quarterback because their coach, because the coach liked them. They've kind of invested a lot in the McDaniel-Tua duo over there. Sucks that you did that. I would say I'll take the hot take. Kevin Stefanski gets fired first, and then Aaron Glenn, and then Mike McDaniel.
Okay. You think Stefanski makes it through the year?
I'll say no. I'll say no. I'll say he's the second coach fired this season.
Wow, you think he's next?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think these are the three that would be next.
Do you really? Because I don't.
I mean, is Daboll still on that list?
No, he's far off that list today.
Unless it goes south immediately.
Right, exactly.
Unless he just tailspins and it's like loss, and it was all just the honeymoon phase of Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo.
If they go out to Denver and get waxed 30-0, he's back. I mean, that's the NFL, the way it works. I think the guy in Arizona ought to be worried about his job.
Jonathan Gannon,
I think that's kind of one that jumps out at me.
The guy in Cincinnati?
I think it's hard to fire a coach when you have a quarterback that's not healthy.
Yeah, he's got the cop out this year.
He does. He really does.
And he won his two games with Joe Burrow at the beginning that he started. He's like, hey, I fixed what you told me to fix. Right. We started better.
I mean, I can't help my guy gets injured. Yep. So I think that's a tough fire at this point in time. You know, Sirianni's always going to be in question and whether or not he's going to be on kind of that hot seat list. And I think Sean McDermott's on that hot seat, man. Like his comments after the game yesterday while wearing fake women's glasses, he said that we have to hit the reset button and start over now that it's the bye week. You're 6 weeks into the season. You're 4-2. The season isn't over. If your plan isn't working after the first 6 weeks of the season, well, you didn't have the right plan going in. And I think he's very much, we've used the analogy, Marty Schottenheimer, gets you to point B.
Yep.
It will never get you to point A.
If they don't win the division, he's fired.
Oh.
Which is a possibility.
Could be. Start, bench, cut, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Jackson Dart.
May, Dart, Daniels.
May, Daniels, Dart.
In that order?
In that order, yep.
Last one, months of the year, October, April, August.
April, October, August.
I love me some August.
Damn, this is tough. I like all these months. These are great. I'll
it feels
start...
like August outside in October.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when August rolls around, I'm ready for a break. And now it's October and it's still in the 80s.
I mean, it's abnormal, but normally your October weather is like 50 to 60, chill, hoodie, jacket in the day, take it off at the night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which you said could be the Sunday weather. This
68 is the high.
Like Arrowhead will probably be a little frost on the ground for the, you know, like that tailgate. And then as the day, those are the type of days you want in October.
I'm going to get nasty.
We have not had one of these days yet.
Something about that parking lot. Man.
Yeah, I guess I'll start the idea of October and bench April and cut August.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.